Hey there, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9 coming to you from a rainy Taipei, Taiwan. We're here for the community open source meetup. There's a lot of people here, and I have some special guests from the community. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Austin. I'm now in this academic Seneca working here and as a project manager.
So you work here?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay.
And now the project I'm doing now is some kind of phone cloud system.
Uh-huh.
It means we write a lot uh-huh. before, and now we're using internet to chat with others, so we are not going to write anymore. But we think that the font of everyone is very important. So we are trying to keep, to save everyone's word from paper to internet.
Oh, I see. So you might have tons of papers like this,
yes.
but where people actually wrote something down, and your job is to make sure you get that information out.
My job is to get those fonts out, to make someone, maybe we chat with others by typing words,
uh-huh.
but we are trying to transform those words into just look like he just wrote it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you're trying to go from typing to just writing?
To handwriting fonts.
I see.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make, so if someone types something up, you want it to look like they hand wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suspect that it's much more difficult than Chinese.
Yeah, because Chinese character is too much, thousands Chinese words there.
And if you're trying to write it out so it looks nice, I bet there's some artistical nature to writing Chinese that you have to capture.
We're not trying to capture that, but we are trying to use another function to keep those words, because there are too many words in Chinese, but the words we usually use are only a few of them.
Uh-huh.
So we are not going to let everyone to write down all the words, but we are trying. We will tell them, oh, you are using, you are writing a topic, you are writing something. If you want to try to transform this article into your handwriting fonts, please write down these 100 words like this.
Uh-huh.
So someone will create his own font mm-hmm. for only maybe 200 words.
I see.
But we'll keep it on cloud.
I see.
So if he want to try, if he tries to produce another article into his own fonts, he maybe needs only to write less words, because some of these words he has wrote it before.
I see. Is it difficult to handwrite Chinese?
Yeah, it is more and more difficult now because we are not writing anymore.
I see.
So we are trying to let people back to the past to write down their own words. To produce his own font.
I see. So that's an interesting challenge. I mean, in English or in any language that uses just like the alphabet, like we know, it's easy to write, but in Chinese it's hard.
Yeah, because that amount of Chinese words is too much.
Yeah. So we're here for open source community. Tell us about sort of how you got involved with open source.
About 2 years ago, since I trying to use open source, we're trying to use open source to modify fonts
mm-hmm.
because I'm not familiar with font files.
Yeah.
I don't know their formats. So I tried to find out these sources in open source communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really good challenge for me.
So what are some technologies that you've used in open source that have helped with fonts? Because this is really interesting to me. I mean, if you look around, I mean, you don't see it out here, but if you walk around in anywhere that uses Chinese,
yes.
the font is very distinctive.
Yes.
It doesn't look like Japanese. It does not look like Korean. It's very artistic and very difficult. How did you learn to sort of edit the font files?
Because these font files are really difficult, so I tried to find out some edit programs mm-hmm. which can make me edit font files.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to use it within my own programs.
I see.
I found out those open source is to do this, and I'll do it in my own server.
I see. So let's talk about Microsoft and open source. Tell me about sort of that relationship as far as you can tell, how you see it.
How I use it?
How do you see Microsoft and open source?
In fact, my friends are, most of my friends are developers. Mm-hmm. And most of them were some kind of a little thick of Microsoft because some of, most of Microsoft programs cannot be edited by them.
I see.
So I'm really, really happy to see that Microsoft is going to make everything open. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the talk. You're giving a talk later today. Why don't you tell me about that?
Oh, because I tried to use that Visual Studio Code to produce my own Java program. Mm-hmm. So I will try to share my experiments about developing this Java server when I use Visual Studio Code.
I see. So you're writing something in Java inside of Visual Studio Code.
Yes.
Tell me what that experience was like. Was it good, bad, what do you think?
It was bad at the beginning because Visual Studio Code don't have too many resources in Java now. Mm-hmm. But I found out that it is very interesting because I can customize my own Visual Studio by adding my own extensions.
Uh-huh.
So it is very convenient to me because my work is very, very different from other works.
Of course.
Yeah, so I need my own compiler, I need my own editor. Mm-hmm. So Visual Studio Code is really fit to me, I think.
And what are some of the extensions that you're using? Did you write any extensions or are you just using some?
I tried to use some extensions at first, but when I got familiar with that, I tried to write my own extensions and it was very interesting and useful.
I see. So what extensions are you using now?
In
Visual Studio Code, what extensions are you using?
I'm using some like Java Snappist, uh-huh. Java Debugger, some kind of that.
And what are some of the extensions that you tried writing?
I'm trying to write some extensions to make me compile Java and compile another, just like I say, I use another open sources. So I try to write some extensions to compile those things together to make my work more easier.
Awesome. Yeah. So where can people go to find out more about what you're working on?
Our platform is now online now.
Okay.
So maybe someone is interested, they can go to www.writes.com.tw.
Fantastic. We'll make sure to put a link at the bottom so you can take a look. This has been super informative. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Again, we're here at the Community Open Camp in a beautiful yet rainy Taipei, Taiwan. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.